Thank you, praise team, and good morning, everybody. Very, very good to be here with you today. Please keep praying for the weather. I'm excited about the picnic, and please pray that God will bring good weather for us this afternoon. We're in this series, the sermon series called Sheepish, where we're looking at Psalm 23, verse by verse, just really trying to break it down. And as we get to our verse for today, Psalm 23, verse 5, at first glance, it can easily look like David here has just completely shifted gears. He's abandoned the sheep and shepherd metaphor, and he's replaced it with a feast metaphor. Because today's verse reads, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." And sheep do not eat at a table. Sheep do not drink from a cup. So it's true that David is adding new elements to the picture that he's been painting with this psalm. But he does this with phrases that can be interpreted in more than one way. Today's verse is about the abundance that we experience when we walk with our shepherd. And when you read the Bible, you see again and again and again that our God is an incredibly generous God. And I'm not only talking about material things, though he certainly can and does bless his people materially, but more importantly, God is generous with the kinds of things that make our lives truly worthwhile. So he's so very generous, incredibly generous with love and mercy, with compassion, with forgiveness, with joy, with power. And he pours out these things on us in great abundance. But what is our condition? Our condition is that we can be so used to connecting happiness with possessions that we can miss out on the biggest part of God's blessings. And it's very true that in certain situations, under certain conditions, God does bless his people materially, and that's a very good thing. But if your only blessings are material blessings, I feel sorry for you, because God has so much more for you than just things. So today we'll look at this verse that talks about abundance, the abundance that we can experience in God. And we'll look at how we can learn to fully enjoy these blessings that God has given to us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we continue to come before you this day. And Lord, as we do, God, we thank you for your incredible goodness to us. Every time we turn around, Lord, you are there. And Father, though we may stumble, though we may rebel against you, Father, though we may seek to go our own way, Father, we thank you that when we turn back to you, God, you receive us with open arms. And Father, we thank you that you are a God who doesn't just give us barely enough to get by, but Father, that your desire is to give us life and to give us life to the full. God, in our flesh, even as believers, though, God, it's so easy for us to focus on what we don't have. And Father, and to miss all the blessings that you've given us. And so, Lord, today, we just ask that you would, wherever we may be in our walk with you, God, that you would help us to see more fully, more completely, just how abundant our life can be in you, and how we can, Father, how we can rejoice in that abundance. God, we wait on you. We ask that you would speak today. Lord, we ask that we would hear your voice. God, we pray this all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, let's just look at this verse, Psalm 23, verse 5. Let's look at it phrase by phrase. The first phrase says, and this is on the back of your bulletin if you want to follow along. The first phrase says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." Last week, we talked about how during certain seasons of the year, the shepherd would lead his flock to higher ground in order to give them some better pasture, because in the lower valleys, the pasture becomes barren after a while, and they need that higher ground. And these high plateaus have been called by the same name for centuries. Here and in Europe and in parts of Africa, they are known as mesas. And mesa is the Spanish word for table. And for many centuries, they've been in various languages as the tablelands. And maybe already you can begin to see the connection here with the earlier part of Psalm 23. David is using a play on words here because he's wanting to present to us two images. First, the image of a shepherd caring for his sheep. And second, the image of God preparing a banquet for his people. During the spring and early summer, a shepherd would visit the highland, visit the highlands at least once or twice in order to get those lands prepared for his sheep, knowing that his flock would be making that journey in the coming months, and he wanted to be ready for them. And so he would prepare the table. He would prepare the mesa, so to speak, by pulling weeds, by cutting down poisonous plants that would sometimes grow wild in these mountain plateaus, so that when the sheep would arrive, everything would be ready for them. I went to a banquet a couple of years ago, and as I went to this banquet, I came to the conclusion that that word banquet is maybe used a little too loosely sometimes. This was one of those affairs where they had paper plates and plastic spoons and plastic forks and iced tea with ice that was already melted, and everybody got the same microwave meal, and there were no seconds. And the dessert came, it was like a little brownie wrapped in cellophane. That's how the dessert came. And of course, there's nothing wrong when the occasion calls for it to have these streamlined kind of meals. Sometimes, in fact, it's necessary to do it this way. But I think it's just wrong to use the term banquet to describe these kind of events. It just doesn't fit to me. It's more like eating airline food without the benefit of travel. But in a real banquet, what happens? In a real banquet, there's real silverware and real plates and lots of food and plenty of seconds. And the meal is prepared in an actual oven, not yanked out of the freezer and just nuked at the last minute. And dessert is something that you can't buy at a local Speedway, all right? Here's the problem, though. The problem is that many people take the Christian life and they equate the Christian life with the airline food menu instead of with the extravagant banquet, instead of with, if Lord willing, if the sun comes out, instead of with the incredible food that we're going to enjoy at today's picnic. It's very common. A lot of people view the Christian life, they hear about the Christian life, and they think, God just wants to give us just barely enough to get by. And again, I'm not just talking about material possessions. I'm talking about the spiritual, the mental, the emotional quality of life that is very possible in Jesus Christ, that we can all have in Christ Jesus. He is not stingy with forgiveness. Is he ever not stingy with forgiveness? He's not stingy with grace. He's not stingy with joy. He's not stingy with power. He's not stingy with love. He pours all these things out on us in abundance. Someone asked me recently, hey, just how joyful do you think we deserve to be? As if God only wants to give us a little bit of joy. But that's not how it is. You can have all the joy, all the contentment, all the peace, all the love that you are willing to receive. I know that may sound crazy, but sometimes even as believers, we're really not willing to receive all that abundance that God wants to give us. Let's go back to the sheep for a second. As I mentioned last week, the journeys to the highlands could be quite dangerous. It may sound strange because today these predators aren't running around Israel like they were then. But in David's time, Israel was full of all different kinds of predators, especially in the highlands. Predators existed in the mountains that did not exist down below. Predators such as wolves and coyotes and cougars and bears. And modern-day shepherd Philip Keller, we've been through this sermon series, we're working through his book, basically, and I recommend it again, this thin little book. I love this book, and I'll tell you again why. Because it looks at Psalm 23, but from the perspective of an actual shepherd. So somebody who actually does for a living the business of being a shepherd, very spiritually reflecting on the psalm, all kinds of great insights. Modern-day shepherd Philip Keller says that frequently the predators would remain right on the rim rock, watching every movement of the sheep, just waiting for their chance to strike. Can you picture these predators on the rim rock? That's what they were doing, looking for an opportunity to strike these sheep. And though they were always there watching and waiting, the predators were helpless to make a move as long as the shepherd was doing a good job of being a shepherd. In the same way, we have all kinds of different enemies around us, right? You have all kinds of enemies. I have all kinds of enemies. We have all kinds of enemies around us that are seeking to bring us down. But we also have a shepherd who is looking out for us. And if you stay close to the shepherd, if you cling tight to Jesus Christ, the enemy cannot do a thing to you. David said, this is very powerful. Maybe you've read it a million times, but please let these words speak to you freshly. David said, thou preparest a table for me, where? In the presence of mine enemies. God knows that you're being attacked. And God says, I see that, but I'm still preparing a table for you where you can be blessed in the midst of all these enemies who want to attack you. That's the kind of God that we serve. And part of what that points to is that we need, please hear me on this, we need to learn to focus on the feast and enjoy the feast instead of always looking at the enemy. But what so often happens to us as believers, we can, instead of focusing on the feast, what can we focus on? The enemy, our problems. We need to learn to enjoy the blessings of God in this moment instead of obsessing over every potential problem. There are times when I've had to tell myself, and I'm definitely preaching this sermon to myself as well today, I struggle with these things. There's been times when I've had to tell myself, I'm trusting God to do all that he can do. And I'm not going to let my fear of the unknown prevent me from experiencing joy in my walk with God right now, today. This is a common thing, so I want to underscore it a little bit. There's a lot of believers out there today who love the Lord. I know this because of just from my day-to-day experience. I talk with people like this regularly. And God has given them such blessing and such abundance, but what are they doing? They're focusing on what they don't have. They're focusing on what's missing. And God's surrounding them with all this blessing, and they can't even see it because they're so focused on what they don't have. Have any of you ever on Christmas?